It is time for your Jet Set Juliet travel report. More than 37 million Americans expected to go at least 50 miles today. Here to help us break that down is the Emmy award-winning travel expert.
Here we go again.
And WABC alumnus, Eric Hastings. Hello, Eric. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you, my friend?
It's great to see you.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be seen, and it's nice to see you.
A lot of people hitting the road today?
Yes. I'm here to remind you, this is sort of a public service announcement, Frank. If you haven't already made your three-day weekend plans out of the tri-state area, I'm here to remind you to stay home. I'm going to go ahead and just say I am all for dusting off your chaps and getting back in the travel saddle again. But if you haven't already done so, please proceed with caution this weekend.
It's going to be rough. So I'm supposed to be in three different places over the next 3 days.
This is the problem with travel. Yes. Because once again, it's going to be rough this weekend. And if you didn't prepare, then you're going to be part of the problem, not the solution. And then in 2 weeks or 3 weeks' time, you're going to call me and say, travel sucks. I don't like to travel because blah, blah, blah. No, you need to plan ahead. Now, the good news is, as you said, AAA is saying 60% increase in volume. Now, if you have a good attitude, Frank, you're going to be just fine. You're going to sit on the Garden State parking lot. You're going to be there on the I can't believe I'm still in Connecticut 95 for quite some time. And if you take that time and use it, you'll be just fine.
Well, so somebody gave me Jimmy Carter's book to read on tape, which I'm not sure is the best use of my time. We'll see what happens.
Now, if you're planning on flying, Frank, you have been warned by the TSA, FAA, the Department of Homeland Security, and your mother. When you're on board a commercial airliner, no biting, hitting, kicking, fighting, knocking flight attendants' teeth out, or consuming alcohol you brought on board yourself.
So have they, since I can't bring my own alcohol,
correct.
Have they brought back alcohol service on these planes yet?
They have, yes. And remember, of course, these airlines, this is not some sort of public mandate. These are decisions made airline by airline. And for the most part, yes, the alcoholic beverages have returned. What has not returned is, if you're going to be in an airport, on an airplane, you still need to be wearing your mask.
Still. Vaccinated or not vaccinated?
That's exactly right. So everybody needs to let it go. Mask up and let it go.
So if I'm driving, the best strategy is to pray and be patient. If I'm taking an airplane, bring a mask.
That's right.
And leave the booze home.
Leave your own booze at home. Feel free to take part. Mrs. T will help you out on board. No problem. Now, let me help you, too. While we're on this subject, I was thinking about this recently. Once you book your next airline reservation, I'm assuming that you have downloaded the airline's app because you're playing the way you're supposed to be playing with the airline. Now, there's two times to your flight that I want you to pay very close attention to, okay? Two times, okay? It's very easy in shorthand for you and I to say, oh, I'm going off to Belize at 4 o'clock today. Because in your mind, you know that that flight departs at 4 o'clock.
Right.
Now, I don't want to get in the weeds here, but this could really help you out next time, okay? That is one time. The second time I want you to pay attention to, which is actually your boarding time, okay? There's two times on that reservation. So flight leaves at 4, boarding starts at 3:15.
Is it always 45 minutes before?
No,
it varies.
It varies. And especially the longer you go, the closer, you know, it varies. So there you go. So pay attention to those two times.
I tell you, Eric, you're not as pretty as Jet Set Juliet, but you are chock full of travel information. Thank Eric you. Hastings is the managing editor and the host of Beyond Your Backyard, an Emmy award-winning nationally syndicated series on PBS. If you want to learn more about him, get some travel tips for yourself, you can go to Eric with a K, EricTheTravelGuy.com. My thanks, Eric.
Thank you, my friend.
Have a great holiday weekend.